My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, I wish I wasn't talking about another shutout, but I am. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Let's talk to Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covers MLB. That's 10, right, Grant? 10 shutouts this season? So what happened last night, man?
Well, they didn't score runs is pretty much the story here. And as much as we could continue talking about it and trying to pick apart the lineup and lay it at the feet of one guy or two guys, it's not that. It's a collective inability to manufacture runs, to hit home runs with runners on base, if you're looking for that kind of thing, which they were very good at a year ago. It's just not happening. Last 10 games, the Braves pitching staff has a 1.75 ERA. They're 5-5 in those 10 games. That points to directly the offense is just simply not doing its job. You mentioned the 10 shutouts this year. Keep in mind, the Braves had a stretch of 182 games without being shut out that was broken on June 6th of this year, and now we are looking at 10 times in the 86 games since then that the Braves have been shut out. This is all the offensive downturn for this team. It has been the crux of their problems, the Achilles heel, the whatever you want to call it that's not good. It's keeping them from being able to accomplish the things that otherwise, with a pitching staff that's good, they should be able to.
Yeah, Grant, as we said, you cannot expect things from guys that don't normally do those things. I mean, it's just asking for the impossible. When you're getting to backups and guys that are claimed off of waivers, you're not going to have any level of production that you had before. That's good old-fashioned baseball common sense. The thing that drove me crazy last night is Morton was really good. Murphy's Law, he hits one guy, and then because Soler is, not as fleet of foot, it takes him forever to get to that ball that hits, like, the infield, stands. And then the guy's able to score because he basically throws a dribbler to home plate.
Yeah, but I still kind of point at the run scoring. Like, you got to be able to score more than one run. And the Braves have not shown that they're able to consistently outscore their opponents. And that may be the most face value statement that you can make for a club that we've been watching that quite simply is not doing the job at the plate. But, yeah, I mean, the margin for error, there is no margin for error, I guess, to that point. I mean, you can't make mistakes. As soon as you let the other team score, especially once they get over 3, 4, or 5 runs, you just start wondering, can this group find a way? And every once in a while, they're able to. The example of, how you can go from a day like Sunday where they were able to outlast and eventually, thanks in large part to their pitching, but finally coming through in the extra innings, win a game that you definitely needed to win, then turn around and get shut out by a 1-0 score. And it's happened more than once this year as well. Keep in mind, the one against the White Sox, I don't know if it gets much worse than that one. I don't know if it gets much worse than losing 2 out of 3 to a club that is historically heading for the worst season in baseball history. Those are the kind of things that when it's bad for the Braves, it's simply about as bad as it gets.
All right, we shift gears. Two-game series with the Nats. Nats, I mean, we're only 4-7 against these guys. I didn't realize that until today. I was like, wait a minute. I thought we owned these guys. We haven't owned these guys.
No, they've won the season series already. So the Braves need this to just simply pile up the necessary wins. They come into this game, this day, a game back in the wild card standings, as the Mets won yesterday. There are four teams within 2.5 games from the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Mets, and the Braves in this wild card. So all three spots would appear to, over the final 18 games, be kind of up for grabs as to what order they're going to finish in, you know, because a bad series here or there, some head-to-head matchups, obviously like the Braves and Mets have. I'd have to look a little bit more closely at the schedule of the others, but you know that there's going to be some, war of attrition, I think, over this final couple of 3 weeks. We'll see how it all shakes out. But, yeah, I mean, the Braves are just in a position where no matter who the opponent is, they need to find a way to win. They've done the job against over 500 clubs, but they've struggled with teams like the Nationals, and that is another thing that you just kind of lay at the feet of this season you just wonder how exactly it got to this and how exactly they can turn it around because, as we know, looking at the calendar, it is September the 10th. There are less than 3 weeks to go in the season. When is it going to be time to turn this stuff around?
The Mets grinded out a win last night against Tampa Bay. They're now one game up on the Braves, that final wild card spot. Hey, Grant, it's Grant McCauley on the WadeForward.com hotline. Chris brought this up today, and Yeah Man, No Man, do you think they'll bring Morton back or at least throw an idea of bringing Morton back, and what would that cost? And would Morton want to come back?
I think that the latter is going to be a big part of that. I talked to Charlie Morton earlier this summer, and obviously, you know, he still feels like he's able to compete at this level. I think he's shown this year. I mean, again, I've said this. I mean, Charlie Morton may not be a front-of-the-rotation starter, and I know that there's some folks that look at the $20 million price tag that it's cost the past couple of years and maybe have some questions about whether or not he's worth that. That's fine to debate, but the Braves are in a pretty good position with their pitching staff. They're going to have some questions, though, and some holes to fill as well when it comes to that rotation because you've got the Max Fried free agent question, which is a much bigger one. Then, of course, Charlie Morton, you want Spencer Strider back and healthy. Hopefully he can be that. But, yeah, I mean, this is one of the many decisions the Braves are going to have to figure out, but a lot of it is going to have to do with does Charlie Morton want to continue.
We only see the Mets 3 more times. Is that right? Between now and the end of the season?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, because someone asked me today, they said, well, you know, we can catch the Mets. That's no problem. We see them a lot. Not really. Only 3 times. And then, you know, these games against the Dodgers after this 2-game set, I think that's a huge series. But then I start looking at this, Grant, and I'm like, they're all big, right? Especially in the National League. They're all, right, between now and the end of the year, you just got to win, man.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. I mean, we can size up the opponents and talk about what their records are and what the head-to-heads have been, but the bottom line is the Braves simply need to win these games. They need to continue to win series. They can't let days like Monday, you know, pile up on them where they had a Cincinnati club that's well under 500 come in and figure out a way to not just win that game, but that finishes off a sweep of those 3 games. They're going to see Cincinnati again coming up here at Great American Ballpark. We know that can be a pretty crazy place. Maybe that could get the Braves offense going. I don't know. But, yeah, you've got to face the New York Mets. You've got 3 there. The Mets have got 7 with the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, that's one thing that could kind of be an equalizer here in the battle for that third spot between Atlanta and New York. But the Braves also are going to have the Kansas City Royals on the other side of that Mets series, which is the second-to-last series, the Mets. Then they finish with the Royals, a team that is eyeing October for the first time in quite a while. It's not going to be an easy road. The Braves were kind of in that position right here in that homestand they just completed, these couple of games against the Nationals, where if you could really pile up some wins, that was going to help you out. And the Braves, they were able to win some, but I don't know that they were able to win enough on that 7-game homestand. And we're about to find out if they can finally solve the riddle that's been the Washington Nationals.
It is our man, Grant McCauley, just hoping this team can, again, it's an awkward feeling, Grant, to say, well, we can bet on the Phillies to beat the Mets. You know what I mean? That's just, it's a tough position to be in. And it just, at the end of the day, I know I've asked you this a few times this year, we always feel there's a chance. You got a heartbeat, you got a chance. But it just, this lineup can't produce. Any news on Ozzie coming back?
No, I mean, Ozzie is still going to be, you know, I'd say over a week away from even starting a rehab assignment. He's not walking through that door anytime soon. They are who they are. They have who they have, and they've got to figure that whole thing out Austin Riley is not coming back in the regular season. Obviously, they've had to deal with life without Ronald Acuña Jr. all year long. They need to get Michael Harris, Jorge Soler, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, all of these kind of guys, the regulars that you were expecting to be part of this offense. Orlando Arcia to a certain extent as well. Jared Kelnick. I mean, these are the guys that are going to have to produce. Obviously, you're not hanging it all on, well, I hope Luke Williams can figure out how to save the Braves with the bat. You've gotten to the backups of the backups in some positions, and second base is certainly one of those. You've got to get your regulars to hit now, you know, and find themselves a way to be productive at this time and moving forward, because this pitching staff, it gives you a chance virtually every night. And that, I think, adds to the frustrations of, you know, losing these games, because you have the opportunity. They're right there. You're not getting blown out. You're not getting, you know, run off the field every night. You're pretty much in these games, but the offense has got to find a way to do it. And the guys who were such a big part of it last year, the ones who are still there, those are the ones that are going to have to, you know, get the job done.
Yeah, and the Dodgers, by the way, they're tied with a record, at least with the Phillies. You're talking about home field advantage potentially in an NLCS. That's a big deal. So, again, this is the home stretch, guys. Right. This is what we talk about. September baseball is a big deal. And for our Braves to meet, you know, get to the playoffs, these games are all important. Grant, great job. We'll see what happens in this series. A quick two-game set, and then we'll see where we're at, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.